Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Vav. I just wanted to mention that yesterday's shiur was sponsored by John Kowal, Zecher Nishmas, Etaleya Bas Aaron, whose yard site was yesterday. Again, John Kowal, Zecher Nishmas, Etaleya Bas Aaron, whose yard site was yesterday, Zayin Adar, sharing a yard site with Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, I apologize that I didn't get the message until afterwards. Okay, Samach Hey Amid Beis. Samach Hey Amid Beis. Yesterday we started to get into the discussion of Shinui and Shinui Kone. And we mentioned the first case that was brought up in the Gemara is a case of Shinui Dimemela, a case where an animal matures. And if animal matures, that's a machlokas Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Ilah about whether Shinui is Kone in that case or not. That's why Rashi, even when he says, according to Rabbi Ilah, it is Kone, Rashi doesn't just say generally, but he says, B'Shinui Lahamilsa. For this thing, it is Kone, because Rabino Peretz explains. He explains arguing on Rashi, but we could say it for Rashi, and that is Rashi acknowledges that this is a low-level type of shinui. You didn't do anything; it's not a shinui biyadayim, which would be a greater, stronger shinui. But it just happens, and therefore, it is kone for this specific thing. That tvicho mechira is good enough that it's not considered the bialim's animal. And I alluded to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has the following suggestion that even if you want to say, based on two Mishnayos later in the Masechta, there are two different concepts, Reb Chaim says, and they're going to come up later, Bezos Hashem too. And that one is Shinui Kone, where you have an item that totally changed, and you are Kone it through that Shinui. But the other concept, which is two different Mishnayos, and one has to know exactly what each Mishnah is talking about. The other one is a concept of, even if you don't say it's Kone, you don't own it, but the item is different enough that you can't return it and just say, here's your item back. You aren't Kone it. It's not yours. But you can't say Hareish Shachal Fanecha. There might be major differences between the two, based on maybe what if the value goes up or down. So it's still in the Rishus of the Bialim, right? It's still owned by them, but it's still a different item in terms of Hareish Shachal Fanecha. So that idea is going to come up, Bezrat Hashem, I think, a little bit today, and then, of course, later in the Masechta as well. Okay, so now let's go to the... but again, this is a very emotionally charged issue, whether you say Shini Kona or not, in that the Amoram yesterday, right before the two dots, they each said, Rachman al-Islan, if I say what you say. Again, very, very strong Lashon, but the issue was Shinui d'memela. Okay, two dots. Maskav or Abzera. So Abzera asks, 1 minute, what did we just say? That there's an issue being discussed here. If I steal a tzle and it becomes an ayo, or I steal a calf, it becomes an ox. So then we say there's a discussion whether that's a shinui or not. Says Reb Zera, what about there's many different types of shinui. There's a shinui maisa, which is I do something. I steal a chair and I chop it. I chop it into parts. Or the opposite, I steal wood and I make it into a chair. That's called shinui maisa. But then there's shinui hashem, where there's a different status of an item. So ask the Gemara, so this case of tzlev nasa ayel, egev nasa shor, so why don't we say there's a shinui hashem here? Forget the davar de bemela that it physically changed. Isn't it a shinui hashem? So Amar Rava, no. Shor ben yomo kari shor, ayel ben yomo kari ayel. There was no shinui hashem here, because really a one-day-old ox, or one-day-old calf, is already called an ox. And a one-day-old ayel is already called an ayel. How do you know? And therefore what? And therefore, it seems like from the Gemara that you don't go by always what people say, but you go by how the Torah classifies it. And if the Torah already calls it a shor on day one, that's it. It's not a shini hashem. Shor ben yomo kari shor, tichsiv, says in the Emor, shor ochesav o'ez ki valed, right, if you have a shor, or the concept that you have to wait 8 days, interesting, not for now. Rav Schwab has a piece on it. Why every Yontif day when we lay Perachav Gimel, Perachav Dalet, Perachav Gimel in Emor, we start from this Asherah Chazav Eis Ki Yivaleid. We have these two or three extra psukim, and then we get into the Parshas Amoadim, Perachav Dalet, I think. So why do we have those few psukim at the beginning of the Yontif laning? Okay, either way, it's for the Bali Kriya out there. So says Rava, so a one-day-old shor is called a shor. Ayel ben yomokari ayel. How do you know? Shor ben yomokari shor, dechsiv, shor ochesev o'ez ki vale. Ayel ben yomokari ayel, dechsiv, v'yakav avinu. Ve'eli tzon chalo achalti. Right, the elim of the tzon, I didn't eat. So elim, he says that he defends himself that he took very good care of the sheep. So elim udalo achal, kvasim achal. What he's saying, he didn't eat elim, but he did steal and eat kvasim? No. Elolav shvamina, ayel ben yomokari ayel. So it must be that even a day old, 1 day old ayel is called an ayel. So that's why a shor and a sheep is not, there's no Shini Hashem there. Ask the Gemara one second, we call Makom Kasha, but it's still Kasha and Rabbi Law, because Rabbi Law says it is a Shinui. Rabbi Law says it is a Shinui. So, don't we have these cases that it's not a Shini Hashem? So, Amar of Sheshes, Hamani Beishamahi. It's really a Machlokes, Beishamahi Beishilal. What does Beishamahi say? Da Amri Shinui Bimkomo Omeid. Shinui stands in its place, meaning you don't say Shini Kona. That's Beishamahi. You don't hold to that principle of Shinui Kona. Velokani. Titania, where do we see this in the following Braisa? Nosan lo be'esnena chitin v'asan soles. One of the son of man is mezana with a woman, and as payment for the znus, he gives her wheat, and she then makes it into flour. Or zeisim basan shemen, he gives her olives, and then she crushes them and makes it into oil. Anavim basan yayin, or she gives grapes and he makes it into wine. So why these three? Because these are three materials that could be used for karbanos. Right, in the carbon, right? You sprinkle you yisach hayayin on the mizbeach every day, and flour and oil obviously could be used for a carbon mincha. So, in all these three cases, are you allowed to use these things for a carbon? Could you be makar of these? So, toni chada aser, toni chada mutter, machlokas and brises, whether it's aser or mutter. The Amar of Yosef, obviously, if something is an esnan, right, that's beferish in the Torah. You're not allowed to bring a real, if I give a woman a, if a Reuven gives a woman a gift, because of the znus, that animal is mius. He's not allowed to bring that, right? It's a phrase pasuk in Kiseitze. Lo savi esan zonu mechir kelav beis Hashem alokecha. There's a pasuk. The question is, if the woman ground up or smushed these olives into oil, so then can she bring it as a karban? So b'yamar of Yosef tani guryun di mei is parak beishami omrin beosrin beisilal matirin. So it's a machloka beishami beisilal. So what's the svara? So my time at the Beishamai. Beishamai says, why do I say I do not hold of Shinui Kona? I hold Shinui Mimkoma Omeid, and therefore, even if I give a woman these olives that she makes it into oil, that oil cannot be used for the Mizbeach. Dechsiv Gam. Gam Larabos Shinu Yehem. The Pasuk says Gam Shnehem, referring to Esnan Zona in the Pasuk and Mechir Kelev, which is not for now, but it says the word Gam, which you don't really need, so Gam includes the Shinu Yehem. Even if it's changed, it's still Aser Lagabi HaMizbeach. So it's interesting. Even in the Gam that Beishamai says, it's also Aser, but he acknowledges that you might have thought it's different. That it's a Shinui, therefore I need a Pasuk to say it's included. Be interesting to know if there's any Nafkamina that Beishamai would say. I mean, without the Pasuk, Beishamai would have said Shinui Kona. You need a Pasuk to tell me Shinui is not Kona. Ubeis Hillel says, no. It says also Haim in the Pasuk, which is an exclusionary word. Haim velo Shinui Yehem. These are usur, the thing actually items that you give, but not when it is changed. What does each one do with the other one? We'll see in a few minutes. But first, two important topics that come up here. First of all, Tosfos deals with in Hain Velo Shinu Yehem that here this is one source for Shini Kone by Esnan. Hain, these you cannot give on the Mizbeach and not others. But Tosfos notes that on the next Amud we're going to have a different source for Shini Kone. Right in the middle of the Amud, Samach Vav and Aleph, Rabba says, well, how do you know Shini Kone? The Heshev is Zagzela Shagazal. You have to return the item that you stole. What does that mean? Im Ke'en Shagazal Yachzir. If it's like you stole it, Yachzir. And if not, you just give back money. Right? So we need two psukim for you. You have Hein Velo Shini Eim. Is one pasuk for Shini Kone, Beis Hillel. And the other pasuk you have is Karen Ke'en Shaganav. So, I'm sorry, Heshev is Zagzela Shaganav. So Tosfos has one answer. Tosfos says on the fourth to last skinny line in Tosfos, the Nira Lari, de la Kamon Mairi, Bishinui Hachozer Liber Yaso. Tomorrow's Amud, tomorrow's Daf, we're going to have this concept. Some Shinuyim are not permanent. Some Shinuyim, you're able to turn back the clock. If I take a piece of wood and I build it into a home, and then I can break down the home and get the piece of wood back. If I cut it up and make it into a chair, then that's Shinui She'ein Chos L'Briyaso. But it's Shinui Chos L'Briyaso. The Gemara talks about this in Lulav HaGazal, right? We talk about your Mishane that you use, like the Hadassim and the Aravis, and you bind them into a Lulav. So you are Mishane. So that's a Chos L'Briyaso. You can just take it apart. So Tosfos says, you might have thought that only a Shinui that is unretractable, that you can't go back, so that's a Shinui. But Chos L'Briyaso, that's called a Shinui. That's not a Shinui, because you can just turn back the clock. So Kamash Balan, the pasuk says, even a shinui hechozel lebriyaso is a shinui. That's Tosfos' answer. The Maariz Chayis here is a different answer. The Maariz Chayis, and this I saw this b'shem the Ksos as well, he said no, because there's a difference between the case of Esnan That's not the case where you give it to the woman and then she smushes it into olives versus our case. Let's say in the case of Esnan, when the woman takes the olives and then grinds it up into oil, or she takes the grapes and makes it into wine, is she doing anything wrong? Is she doing anything wrong when she takes the grapes and makes it into olives, takes that and makes it into wine, or the olives, makes it into grapes, into oil? Is she doing anything wrong? No. The Isser was already done. She got the Esnan. Now she's using what's hers into making it into something. She's not doing anything wrong there. So says the Maariv Chayes, there maybe I would have said Shini Kona, because the act of Shinui is not Baveira. So there you might have said Shini Kona. But in a case where I steal something and then I change it, so what? That's called Chote Niskar. Because I'm stealing it for good now, I'm changing it, so it's not yours, that's Shini Kona. Maybe you would have said, as we have at the beginning of Maseches Temura, which hopefully we'll get to in a couple of years, Kol Milsa D'Avid Rachmana Lo Sevidi Avid Lo Mahani. There's a big discussion in the Amoraim. Sometimes if I do something, the Torah says, what you do is not going to work. If I try to marry my sister, it's not going to work. If I try to do many cases the Gemara talks about, it's not going to work. So says the Maariv Chayes, maybe I would have thought, if Shini Kona is because I'm doing an Avera, so maybe there you don't say Shini Kona. Kamash Malan you do. Kamash Malan it's a Metzius, right? You change the item. So therefore, it's going to work even if it's Ba'Avera. That's the Maariv Chayes. But then there are two other answers in the Achronim which open up the vista of understanding in terms of Shinui Kone. Two answers, Machlokas, the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Chana. Pnei Yeshua says, why would I do I need two psukim? If I would have only had one pasuk, I would have said that it's a different item and therefore you could give it on the Mizbeach. But who says you're Kone it? It's a different item. So you could give it on the Mizbeach. But if you lo have yadini misvar klal, shakazan yikne b'gzeilai de shinoi, below das nigzal, v'yizo kol shivcho, because after all, you need das acharis makne. And that's why you need another pasuk to tell me, not only is it a different item, but you're also kona it. A, one formulation. Rabbi Elchanan, and by the contrast, you really see the difference, has a different formulation. With only one pasuk, I would have said it's a different item, so far the same, but maybe you still have a chiyav hashava. Maybe you still have a chiyuv to return this different item. Masha'en Kain, that's why you have the second pasuk. It teaches me not only is it a different item, but you even have a chiyuv hashava. Fine. It even knocks out the chiyuv hashava. You don't have a chiyuv hashava. So the question is, what's the bi'ur hadavar behind these two formulations? Pnei Yeshua says, I would have thought that it's not yours, kamashmon, it's yours. Rabbi Chanan, I would have thought you still have a chiyuv hashava, kamashmon, you don't have a chiyuv hashava. This maybe is alluding to the major discussion in the Rishonim, and already in the Achronim, expanded upon how exactly does Shinui Kona work. We know there are many, many Kinyanim. Kinyan Hagbah, and Kinyan Meshicha, and Kesef Shtar, and Chazaka, and Chalipin, and all these different types of Kinyanim. Mesira, Mosera. The question is, Shinui Kona. Is Shinui a Kinyan like all other Kinyanim? Like in the world of Kinyanim, there are many Kinyanim. So Shinui is a Kinyan like all other Kinyanim. You do the Shinui, or the Shinui occurs, and all of a sudden, you're Kona it, boom. Just like all other Kinyanim. Or do I say no? Really, the Maisa Gzela is the moment of Kinyan. You're Kona it right away. But, there's still a Chiyav Hashava. You have partial Kinyanim, but until what continues is, you still have to return it. Because there's still a connection to the original owner. Once you do a Shinui, Shinui Kona doesn't really mean Shinui Kona. Shinui Kona means the Shinui changes the item, removing the Chiyav Hashava, but maybe you're Kona in from the original moment. But the Kinyan is really from T1. Later on, it just removes the Chiyav Hashava. Maybe that's what's that root here between the Pnei Yeshua and the Rav Chanan. The Pnei Yeshua says it's a different item, but I still would have thought you're not Kona it. Kamashman, you're Kona it. That's option one. Shinui Kona like all other Kinyanim. Rabbi Chanan's formulation, no, I would have thought that fine is a different item, but there's still a Chiyav Hashava. Kamash Malan, there's no more Chiyav Hashava. But he doesn't say anything about Kinyan, because you are Kone right away. The question is, there's only a Chiyav Hashava that is left. This is the big discussion in the Achronim about how this works. Again, we've mentioned many times that a Gazlan has Kinyanim. Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph in the Sugya of Ein Shaman. Tosfos in the Sugya of Nichlasu Tachas Abaylam. So there are many different examples where we see the concept of Shinui Kona. Just one other nafgamina, which is going to come up on Amid Beis. Could Shinui Kona work Bal Karcho? Bal Karcho, what if the Gazlan doesn't want to be Kona it? Right? He stole a calf, and all of a sudden it's becoming an ox. I don't want to be Kona it! We're going to see on Amid Beis the concept of Yeyush. Yeyush does not work Bal Karcho. If you have Yeyush and I don't want to be Kona it, it doesn't work. So what about Shinui? So says the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe says, what is it? It'd be totally on our issue. If you say Shinui Konis, Shinui is the actual Kinyan is the Maisa Gzela, and the Shinui just removes the Chiyuv Hashava. So then it works Bal Karcha, because really you were Konid originally. This is just removing a Chiyuv Hashava. You don't have any say in that. Mashenkin, if you say the Shinui is the Kinyan, so you can never have a Kinyan Bal Karcha. So again, there are many, many differences. What about Biyadayim versus Memela? That also might be what we discussed. So we discussed yesterday. If you say it's just removing a Chiyuv Hashava, so maybe even a Shinui to Memela, you don't do it. It just happens. If you say it's Mamash a Kinyan, maybe you have to do something. Maybe you have to do a Maisa Biyadayim. That is the big discussion. We could spend hours on it, but in the Achronim, about how do we look at Shinui Kone? Should we take it literally Shinui Kone or not? That is the one discussion here. The other discussion on this sugya is the dimyon itself. The dimyon between, what does the Gemara say? What's the source for Shinui Kone by Geneva? Esnan. Ask Tosfos, Ma Inyan Esnan Eitzel Geneva. Tosfos, Hamani, third line of Tosfos. V'yim Tomar, Heichim Adam Elei. It's just like a shh. Right? Usually Tosfos asks from, well, how do you say this? It says in the Gemara. Tosfos just says Misvara. Heichim Adam Elei. How do you compare these things? De Ma Inyan Esnan Eitzel Shinui. He must have had the Rashi in mind when he said that Lashon. Ma Inyan Shmi Deitz Lash Sinai. Right, so Ma'in Esan Esel Esel Shinui. So how can you compare them? So it says Tosfos, it's a real comparison. What's the comparison? The Ksavar, the Ishini Kone Im Kain Roy Hulahater Shinui Beesnan to Chashiv Ka'acher Ve'ein Ze Oso Shabal Liyada Bataras Esnan Umimis Nami Lomois. Says Tosfos, you know what the comparison is? Different Chefsa. Different Chefsa. That's what Shinui Kone means. Different Chefsa. Different Chefsa has ramifications in Geneva, Kenyan, and has ramifications in Esnan, right? You could bring another Mizbeach. Says Tosfos, it's a perfect comparison, right? The Havamina was that it wasn't. The answer is that it's a different Chefsa. If you look at the Tosfos Rid here, Tosfos Rid and the Ridvan Avodah Zarah, where this comes up, they acknowledge that there is, it's a difficult comparison, but the Gemara compares it anyway. But they acknowledge a difference. What's the difference? Halach l'maisa, there's a difference between the two. Alma says the Tosfos Rid here. 1 minute. What happens if I give a calf to a woman be'esnan and then it becomes a shor? Could she bring that agabi amizbeach? Right? Shor v'nasal, any of the animals? Says the Tosfos Rid, of course not. Just because it matures, you can't bring this. It's still disgusting. It's ma'is. So says the Tosfos Rid here. It's a comparison in very flexible terms. Just like we have the concept of Shinui by Geneva, where it's even de Memela, or actually the opposite way. Just like Esnan's the Makar. Just like we have the concept of Shinui by Esnan, where if she changes it, be a Dayim, it's Motu Akabayim is Bayah. So what do you see from there? There's a concept called Shinui. So too by Geneva, we apply the principle, even though by Geneva, it works even more, because even a Shinui de Memela would work by Geneva. A Shinui de Memela does not work by Esnan. But said the Tosfos Rid, that's how you have to read the Gemara. But even though there's a difference between the two, the Gemara still compares the two.
So even Beis Hillel would be Moda that if it got older, couldn't.
Correct. Even Beis Hillel would admit that if it just got older, you cannot bring it. That wouldn't be called a Shinui for Esnan. Remember, Rabbi Hanina even argued against it in Geneva. Right? He didn't even like it in Geneva. And one final, again, there's a lot to talk about here on this comparison, but one final idea suggested by the Chazon Yecheskel. Yecheskel Abramsky, just saw his cover last week on Har Nuchot. But that is, this is what he suggests. He says maybe there is no chilek between Gezela and Esnan regarding Shinui. Why? The difference is, the Chazon Yecheskel brings in the sugya of Dichui Meikaro and Nira V'nitche. If something is ra'ui right when the Zman HaMitzvah starts and then gets a problem with it, that's called Nire V'nitche, versus Dichui Meikaru, who was a problem at the beginning. Where does it come up? It comes up in Sukkah, in Lulu V'Gazel. Let's say I have a Hadas that its head is chopped off when Yontif starts. So then that's called Pasul. That's called Pasul Meikaru. Let's say on Yontif a berry grows on top of it, which then makes it kosher. That's called Dichui Meikaru, and it's possible that that's kosher. Possible, because it was never ro'i and then pushed aside. Masha'enki, in the concept of nira v'nitche, let's say a hadas was good when Yontif started, and then it got chopped off, and then a berry grew on it, we would say that's worse. even though Misvari might say the opposite. In Halacha, the Rishonim assume that's worse. If it's in the Parsha and then gets rejected, that's worse than Dicha Meikaro. And the mashal I always like to give is when you have a candidate who loses the vote, loses the election, it's much harder for him to win the next election than somebody who didn't even make it to be the contender. Why? Because Nira V'Nidcha, you know, they're already stained. Dichoy Meikor, you never in the Parsha. So maybe it's a little better. So using that concept, says the Chazon Yecheskel, over here, where you give olives, where you give anovim, where you give all those, when you give the olives, that was never a problem of Nira V'Nidcha. When you give olives, you can't give olives on the Mizbeach. You can't give grapes on the Mizbeach. You can't give any of those. So when she's Mishana it, at the moment that it becomes Ro'i Al-Gabi HaMizbeach, it's good. Because it was Mishuna. The second that it becomes oil or wine, etc., it's Kasher Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. That's the way it works by Esnan. But by the animals, the second that you give an animal, even if it's a young animal, it's a problem. It's near Reb, it's fit to be on the Mizbeach because it's an animal, but it's Nitche because it's an Esnan. So that's how the exact comparison works between the two. You work out the details, but he says that's why there's a difference. It seems like there's a difference between these two. Why by Mamel doesn't work? Because it was Nira V'Nidcha. It was fit to be Karl HaKami and was back right away, meaning it was an animal and it had a problem. So that's why it's permanently stained. Masha Enkein, if you would have given flour to the woman as a Esan, it will also be permanently stained, even if you would grind it up even more. Right, but either way, that is different ways. Tosfos Rid, and the Chazon Yecheskel. How seriously do we take this comparison between Esnan and Geneva? Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara, we're in the middle of the conversation between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says Haim v'lo shinu yehem. Beis Shammai says Gam lo rabo shinu yehem. So what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Or Beis Shammai Hahu Haim v'lo vlados hayem hu da'asa. Beis Shammai says, you know what you exclude with Haim? You don't exclude shinui. You exclude the vlados. Meaning, if a man gives an animal to a woman, that animal is not allowed to be used as a karban, but the babies of that animal can be used as a karban. Ubeis Hillel Tartish masmina. Beis Hillel says you can learn both. It's the same din. It's not the animal. And therefore, they're both okay. Ubeis Hillel Hoksiv Gam. What about Gam? What does Beis Hillel do? What does he include with Gam? Gam Beis Hillel Kasha. Unclear what we do with it. If you look, Rashi and the Ramban on Ala Torah, on this pasuk, discuss this. What would Beis Hillel do with the word Gam? So Beis Hillel, the Ramban says, Al Pi Pshat, he gives some examples what the Gam is coming to teach me. Period. Getting back now, the Gemara says, to what we discussed yesterday. Ad kan lo pligi. So this machlokas that we just actually ended off yesterday's shir with. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Law and Rabbi Chanina was El de Marsava Shini Kona, Marsava Ein Shini Kona. The machlokas is whether the Shini de Mamela works. Aval inyan shlume. But what did we say yesterday? But regarding payments, everybody agrees. Kulei alma kedemei karmishalim. But everybody agrees, even Rabbi Law, who says Shini Kona, said what? Diktani mishalim tashlume keva tashlume dalad vehe kein shaganav. Right, yesterday's brisa that we quoted, Rashi alluded to the fact that we're going to ask this now. But they both agreed that the dalad vehei and the kefil you're going to pay is, you go by the original moment. Go by the original moment. So, lema tevi tiyuf to the Rav, damar Rav, karen kei shakana, mishlam tashlumi kefil, tashlumi dalad vehei, kishasam adabadin, question mark. So we have a stira. Because both Amoram here quoted Rabbi Elah and Rabbi Chanina, both said that the Karen, when you steal something, and then you shecht it, or steal it, right, the kefil dalad vehei goes by kein shaganav. And the Rav said yesterday, no, only the Karen goes by Kein Shaganav. But the Kefal and Dalav go by Shasamad Bedin. So the Gemara has a very unclear answer. The Gemara makes a certain chiluk, but we have to figure out what it means. Amar Rava, Tzla'im Kedemei Kara, Damim Kishal Achshav. What was the Brisa talking about that you pay Kedemei Kara, even Kefal Dalav? That's by Tzla'im. But Rav, what was Rav talking about that you pay right now? Damim Kishal Achshav. Damim you go by right now. So what exactly does that mean? Four pshatim in the Rishonim, just to know what the words mean. We'll mention three. Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Rashi's pshat fits the best into the words of the Gemara. Rashi says, Tzla'im, if you're giving back actual animals, if the Ganav is paying back actual animals, then Kedemei Kara, you go by the original moment, what the animals were worth. That's what the Brisa was talking about. Even the Kefal and Dalav Ahei. Damim, but if you're giving back money, you're not giving back the animals, Kishal Achshav, then you go by right now. than you could buy right now. That's for Rashi. Why? Look at Rashi. Shlom kedemei kara, fourth skinny line. Klomar bolashalim shlom kedemei kara, sagi. Why? Ditle gunav vitle mishalim. In other words, the way Rav Soloveitchik, it might express this, and that is, there's a difference between compensation and restoration. When I pay back something, am I just paying back a chov that I owe, or am I returning to what it was? Right? Just as a mushel. I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik said it in this context. I heard it from Rav Rosenzweig in this context. But as a mushel, where is the mushel? The Rav of Soloveitchik writes in Al HaTshuva. There are two concepts, right? A chait does two things. A chait is mechayev me. I'm obligated to get a punishment. And I'm also mitame myself. I impurify myself and I bring myself close, more distant from Hashem. So when I do tshuva, what does tshuva do? Tshuva does two things. Tshuva is poter my chiyuv. It removes the obligation that I have, but I'm still distant from Hashem. So full tshuva is also mitahar me. It brings me back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only do I repay my debt, but I go back to the previous state. That's in terms of tshuva. But it's the same kind of thing here. If I pay back money, I'm paying back a loan that I owe. But I'm not bringing it back to what it was. So maybe Rashi's saying, when you pay back money, you're just doing compensation. You're compensating the loss that you caused. But when you give back animals, you're kind of restoring to what it was. And because you restore to what it was, you go by the original moment. Mashenkein, compensation, you go by right now, because it's knasos, it's later, and therefore, you have to go by right now.
Doesn't matter what animals you pay back.
Rashi doesn't say. It sounds like tle, right? Tle, gonav, tle, mishalim. Sheep. It might make sense.
If I give you a shor.
Right, it might make sense if you're...
Is that considered cash, or is that considered...
Right, so if you give shava kesef, it would probably be closer to cash. You'd have to give back, maybe according to the svara, the actual animals that you stole.
It's not restoration.
Right, then it would be just be compensation. Number one. Three... Quoted here in Tosfos. In Tosfos, Slim says, no, maybe this is the pshat. Was there an inherent change to the animal, or was there an external change to the animal? What was Rav talking about? Rav was talking about a market fluctuation. Remember, that was the maskana. You go from 1 to 4 to 1. Right? So market fluctuation, that's an external change of the animal. External change, you go by right now. That's what Rav was talking about. Kishalakshav. If the animal gets fattened up or gets skinny, kachushu pitaim, that's what tzlaim. If there's a change in the animal itself, so then keinsha, you go by originally, because I didn't do anything. You go by the original moment. Dumim, if it's a market value change, kishel achshav. Fine. Rabbeinu Tam, and I'll just mention the Rabbeinu Tam, you have to figure out exactly what the svara is. Rabbeinu Tam says, did it go up in value or down in value? That's the chilap between tzlaim and dumim, and you always go lakula of the ganef. That's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in Tosa's third wide line. There's no difference between internal change, external change. Re. If it goes up in value, you go to the meikara. And same thing with yukvazula. If it goes up, you go to the meikara. If it goes down in value, you go by kishel achshav. Why should that be? You have to look in the achronim what the svar is for Rabbeinu Tam. But that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The maskana of the Gemara was specifically, if it goes from 4 to 1, if it goes from 4 to 1 in market value.
Right.
Market value, but lav dafka if it got, you know, if it got fatter or skinnier for some other reason. Okay, period. Let's go continue. Amar Rava. Again, there's a lot more here, but we do what we can. Shinui kone. So Rava says, shinui is kone, ksiva v'tanina. So we know that from a pasuk, and we know that from a mishnah. Ksiva, we know it from, remember the Rashi. Rashi, the important Rashi here, yesterday, Rashi is Shini Kone, Hecha the Shani Lubi Adayim. Right, if you're Shani Lubi Adayim, Rashi's alluding to the fact that that's the real case of Shinui. Not just, even though Shini Tumei Meila is, but maybe, the way the Shimishkup says it, he uses Reb Chaim's type of idea. Why does Rashi say that here to explain it? Because if it's Shini Tumei Meila, that's just the inability to say HaReisha Chalfanecha. But that's not really Shini Kone. Shini Kone is where you actually do something. So Shini, so one would have to do research whether all the examples of Shini Kone in Shas, or in here in Baba Kama, we're going to have a few more, are cases of Biadayim in the Gemara. So far, where'd we have it? Right? So far, we had it by Esnan, which is Shini Biadayim. The earlier case didn't say Shini Kone. It said Na'asa Shinui Biyado V'Kna'o. Rashi limited that to Laha Milsa. So maybe that's a HaReisha Chalfanecha type of idea. Either way, so Rabbi says, you know from a pasuk or a mishnah. So k'siva v'ejav k'zilas or gazal. Ma tabalom arsha gazal. What do you mean? You have to return what you stole. Of course, you have to return what you stole. Im kein shakazal yachzir. If it's like what you stole it, you have to return it. Im lavdom im alba malish lume. And if not, you just have to give back money. Tanina. We also learned it in a mishnah later on. It goes to leitzim basan kalim. Semavasan begadim. If I stole wood and I made it into chairs. If I stole wool and I made it into clothes. Mishalim k'shas akzela. I go by shas akzela because right when I changed it, it's mine. And therefore, you go by Shasak Zela. There is a 2 days in the rush. We'll talk about it then. Does Shasak Zela really mean Shasak Zela, or does it mean the second before the Shinui took place? That's 2 days in the rush there at the beginning of the ninth parak. Fascinating issue. Inami, or another Mishnah, where you know Shini Kona from, is a Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. There's a parak in Chulin called Reishis Hageiz. Anything you want to know about Reishis Hageiz is in that parak. Right, the first shearings I have to give to the Kohen of my sheep. So it says there, Lo Hizbek Lipna Lachet Tzvao, let's say I colored it. Let's say I dyed the wool before I gave it to the Kohen. Let's say by accident. I didn't realize this was my racial gaze. So you know what? Potter. You're potter. You no longer have to give it to the Kohen. You're potter. Alma, why? Shini Kona. Right? So you see also from there, Shini is Kona, therefore dyeing the wool. Now it's colored wool. That's a Shinui. So Shinui is for sure Kona, either based on a Pasuk or based on a Mishnah. Yeyush Amir Rabbanan Dinikni. But Yeyush, what about Yeyush? Yeyush where somebody gives up hope from their item. Rabbanan say that's Kona. But how much is a kona? Miuli adinan idaraisa idarabanan. Rabba has the suffix whether yeush is kona daraisa or yeush is kona darabanan. What are the svaris? Idaraisa is idaraisa. What does it mean daraisa rabanan? The suffix is only in yeush of gzela. Yeush of aveda, as we're about to have, is for sure kona. If somebody gives up on their lost object, that's called hachavas aveda, all the different rules. If it was after yeush, you could keep it. That's a din daraisa. But what about yeush by geneva? I stole something and then somebody has yeush. Does that work daraisa or darabanan? That's the suffix. E daraisa. Should I say that it works? Me daraisa. Midi the havia mosi aveda. Just like by if you find an aveda, mosi aveda. If you find an aveda, lav. Don't we say kiva de miayish mara mina mikamid tesaliyade? Since by aveda, since if yeush happens before you find the item, kanile your kona it sahainami. So to here kiva de miayish mara kanile. Once the master gives up hope, kona it alma kani. Therefore it works. The Gemara already illustrates the problem even in that sad. But that's a major issue in the Rishonim here. What's even the Havamina, as we'll talk about. Oh, Dilma, what do you say? No, Tommy Lavid. You can't compare it for that exact reason. Aveda, who? By Aveda, the Yesh happened before you picked it up. The Chiyasiliyade, bad Tera Asiliyade. Right? When you picked it up, it was already after Yesh, so it's not the owner's anymore. Avalhai, Kiva de Bisur Asiliyade. But by Geneva, you stole it. So what, that Yeush happened? You might have even caused the Yeush. Midras, therefore, Daraisa can't work. So Midrabanan, who Darabanan Nikni, maybe only Midrabanan, they say it's Kone, Mipnei, Takanas, Hashavim. Because it did Darabanan to get people to do tshuva. Meaning, if I stole something and I know that I'm going to have to, I built it into my house, I'm going to have to knock down my house to return it, I'm never going to do tshuva. If I know that it becomes mine and I only have a chiyuv hashavas damim, money, then maybe I'll do tshuva. So did the Rabbanan that he's just to pay you back money and not the item. So Rabbah has the suffix. Rav Yosef Amar, Yeush eino kone afilu mi Rabbanan. Yeush does not work at all. Right? Major machlokas, what do we paskin? Also a major discussion in the Rishonim. Hopefully we'll talk about it in the next couple of days. Yeush might not work according to some Amoraim. What does work? Even Rav Yosef would agree that Yeish maybe teamed up with something else works. Yeish by itself might not work, but let's say Yeish and what we call Shini Rishus, that might work, which is a major discussion, which we're not going to have here because we don't have time today, but that is the discussion. Major discussion in the Rishonim, though, exactly what is Yeish and how does it work? Shinui is Konus. We just had the discussion. Is it a real Kenyan? Is it a removal of the Chovas HaShava? What about Yeish? So Tosis tells us Yeish, what it isn't. Tosis doesn't tell us what it is. Bottom Tosfos. Kivin the Bisuros Aliyada, Mikan Mashma, the Yeush, Eino Kehefker Gamur. Yeush is not Hefker. Why? Because if you're Mafker something, it's Hefker, period. And all of a sudden here, the Gemara talks about whether there's a difference between Isuros Aliyada and Hateros Aliyada. If it's just the Hefker, it should make a difference. If somebody's Mafker an item, they're Mafker. It shouldn't make a difference what exactly it is. So the Achronim are really the ones that express the ideas of Yeush. The Nesivus and the Ksos both talk in similar languages. The Nesivus in Kuf Samach Reish Samach Beis says, what's Yeush? Yeush means it's out of the Maknez Rishus, but it's not yet into the Konez Rishus until he's Kona it. Right? That's the Yeush. Let me read it to you. Vim Nisyaesh L'chein yirafin is daiti. The bezeh chiluk ben yish lahefker. The behefker pligi. There's a machlokas whether hefker about hefker in the darm. V'hine after kaimalam behefker to have hefker afagav to alo asli which is zoche. I feel who ba'atzmo tzorach lachzor l'zakos bo. I think I just said it wrong. V'komakom b'yeish nirat lo mahani ad asli which is zoche. Right. I misspoke. Yeish doesn't work until it comes to the rishu zoche. That's what makes it different than hefker. Let's say something happens to my yeyush before it comes into your rishus. Somehow the yeyush, the effect of the yeyush finishes. So then, maybe I don't have to have yeyush. It comes up in the case where, let's say, something's in the river and then it gets washed up on the river. Yeyush was in the river and then it came, got washed up. Maybe I don't have to be rizoche. The yeyush just finishes and it's still mine. Because yeyush means it doesn't work until it comes into the rishus of the zoche. What is yeish then? It's basically a zechus that you're allowed to take my stuff. Right? I'm misalik myself enough that you're allowed to take my stuff, but it is not a kinyan, says the yeish, and there are many rayas to this. The Chazon Ish's lashon, yeish is a hefker balkarcha. That's the lashon of the Chazon Ish. It's a hefker balkarcha. Right? I don't want to be miayish, geneva, gzela. It's a hefker balkarcha. And again, he brings rayas to this as well. I'm sorry we can't prove it. One more lashon, and then we'll continue. Rav Soloveitchik's idea is a big discussion that he's shown him is whether you can do yeish on something in your rishus. That's a machlokas we've shown him. Let's say I lost my watch, and I can't find it. I looked for months and months, and I can't find it. And finally, I'm miayish on it, and it's really under my bed. It's in my rishus. Does that yeish work? Can I then somebody else go in and then take my watch? He knows where it fell in. He's just not saying a word. Right? You were miyayish with it? Okay, thanks. Right? The machlokas we shown him, Ramban Tosis. Could you be miyayish and a darvish of Rishuso? So machlokas to Ramban and Tosis. So the Ramban says, of course not. Right? Of course, it's in your Rishus. What's the svar for that? Rav Soloveitchik says, yeish is a hashlamas shem avud. That's what yeish is. Meaning it's miksas avud. Originally, it's stolen from you. You lost it. It's partly lost. Yeish is mashlim the shem avud, and mamela somebody else could take it now. If it's in your rishus, it's not miksas avud. You don't know where it is, but it's in your rishus. So it can't be mashlim the same avud in that case. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, you can't do yeish la'achar lamed. You could, I can be mafkir something la'achar lamed. I want to be mafkir something in 30 days from now. You can't do yeish la'achar lamed. Why? Because yeish is, it's not lost now. What do you mean you can do yeish la'achar lamed? It doesn't make sense. Because it's hashlam hashem avud. And therefore, if it's not lost right now, you can't do it. Okay, there's a lot more. Rabbi Minchas Asher has a long, beautiful piece about Yeish. Maybe if we have time in the coming days, where Yeish still comes up, we'll mention it. But let's continue now. Eisver of Yosef LaRabba. So let's talk about it. So Rabba says Yeish works, either Daraisa or Darabanan. Rav Yosef says it doesn't work at all. So Rav Yosef asks Rabba, Gozal Chametz Arola V'Pesach. Mishnah later on. I stole Chametz, and then Pesach comes. And then after Pesach, I take my bread, and I say, Hamar lo harish l'chol v'necha, here's your bread back. Sorry about that. Here's your bread back, so you're allowed to do that. Fahai, 1 second. Keep it the matzah idam yisura badim yayish. But 1 minute, once Pesach comes, the guy is obviously, the owner is obviously miyayish. He doesn't want chametz in his rishus on Pesach, so he gives up hope on it. But if yesh is kone, am I omala reish l'chol v'necha? Why should he be able to say reish l'chol v'necha? The original owner was miyayish, so the ganav should be kone it. If the ganav is kone it, he should have to give back money. Right? Dami ma'al yabay shlumila. He should have to pay him. So Amalei, Kika mina no zemiyah misyash bezero to liknos. Says Rabba, no, when does Yeish work if the Ganav wants to be Konit? Hai zemisyash vize ain't a road to liknos. But here he doesn't want to be Konit. Yeish doesn't work Bal Karcha, period. What about Shinui? Does Shinui work Bal Karcha? As we alluded to before, the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe says it depends whether Shini Kone is the actual Kenyan or just removal of the Chil Chovas Hashava. Right? That's what he suggests. Fine. There's a discussion in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. The Ganav says that here, you can have it back. The halacha is, as we know, is Chamei Shavar Lavar Pesach is Asur B'Hanah. So the Magen Avraham asks, isn't the Ganav getting Hanah by returning this bread? He's saving himself $20. He's saving himself money, but not having to return the money. So isn't that Hanah? And Chamei Shavar Lavar Pesach is Asur B'Hanah. So how is he allowed to do this? Amazing. Hilchos Pesach. So the Magen Avraham gives an answer there, but what might be suggested is that in every context in halacha, a penny saved is not always a penny earned. Different definitions of hana'ah in nedarim, mudur hana'ah, in kiddushin, right? If a man says to the woman, I'll talk to the government and get off your ticket for you. We have the Mishnah kiddushin, and you won't have to pay your ticket. And I'm married to you without hana'ah. So does that work? The Gemara says you have to give a pruta. Why? Because he's saving her hana, but who says saving money is getting money? Who says that's positive hana in halachic terms? So that could answer maybe the moment of Ram's kasha, right? And even though you're saving money, that might not be called hana for the iser of chamisha v'lev pesach. Period. Eisei by larava or larava. Next question. Karbano below hagazol. There's so much here. Karbano below hagazol. So what did it say? You bring a carbon to Hashem, and you cannot bring a stolen carbon to Hashem. So hey chidami, what's the case? The drasha of Chazal, you cannot bring a stolen carbon. And I needed a pasuk to tell me that. If the guy didn't have yeush yet, lamali karb shita, that's obvious. Why is it obvious? Because you can't be makdash, taptosis. You can't be makdash an animal. The havamin is here, you stole an animal of your friends and then you were makdash it. So if it's before yeush, obviously you can't be makdash it. You don't need a pasuk for that. It must be after yeush, meaning you stole an animal. And then the owner had yeush, and then you're makdish it. So shema mina yeush lo kani. So what do you see from here? That yeush is not kona. Because what does the pasuk say? It's still considered a guzzle. So you see, yeush is not kona. So amalei Rava, one second, all the time. No, Rava says, look, according to your reasoning, we have a similar brisa. Ha de tanya mishkavov lo a guzzle. The halacha is by a zav. A zav, a zava, right? Has the special halachas of tum and tara. A zav is an avatuma or a zava. The halacha is if they sit on something that's normally sat on, a couch, a pillow, a mattress, then what they sit on is called the mishkav azav, and it's also an avatuma. One of the exceptions to the rules, it does not go down a level, it stays the same. Mishkav azav is one of the two or three exceptions to the rule that tuma goes across, it doesn't go down. So the halach is mishkavo, has to sit on his mishkav and not a gazel. So hey chidami, if he sits on a gazel, he does not make it a mishkav azav. So what's the case? So ilema the gazel imrava avdi mishkav. Are we talking about a case where he stole some wool and then he made it into a cushion? So mikel amandar mishinu maisa lokani. Of course that should be shinu maisa. Of course that should be his, that it should become a mishkav azav. So what's the case? We'll go with Rashi's shot here. That he stole his friend's pillow? He stole his friend's pillow, and therefore, if he sits on it, that's what's being excluded. So, achanami, that by mishkavov lo agazel is parallel to karbanov lo agazel. So, achanami, the gazel karban dechavri. What happens here is that you stole your friend's karban. You didn't steal your friend's animal, and then we're mocked to shit. You stole your friend's karban, and therefore, Rashi has two deos. And therefore, Rashi says that even if it's before yeush, the animal does not work for anybody, not even the original owner, because the original owner has to bring his karban, not the ganav. A, or B, the second day of Rashi is that even after Yeush it doesn't work. Why? Because after Yeush it belongs to Hektish, and wherever it is, it belongs to Hektish. Two days in Rashi. But what does Rashi say is, to go back for a minute, the case of Gazal Mishkav Dechavre? Amazing. Right? What does he say? I stole my friend's pillow, and I'm a Zav, and I sit on the pillow. You know what? That pillow is not a Mishkav Azav. Meaning, it's not a Mitzias. It's not a reality, Mishkav Azav. It's similar to the concept of Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalo. Ein Adam Itami Davar Shein Shalo. Even though I know, if I take a dead insect and put it on my friend's truma, you know what? I was just Mitami that truma. That's called Hezek Sheino Nikar. But it's a Hezek. But all of a sudden, there's a special din. If I stole my friend's pillow, I sit on it, then I'm Azav, not Mitami. Look at Tosas for a minute. The Tosas, the Gozal Mishkav Dechavre. Masha, we talk about Shakundris, Rosalomar, Mishkav Gomer, Shal Chavero. If I stole my friend's pillow, Im Gozlo, Ein Mitami Mishkav. The Xeris HaKazahu. Look what Tosas says. Vizehu Tema. Even before Tosas asks his Kasha from another source, he says, that's a Tema. Just like screams out, that's impossible. Vizehu Tema, it's impossible. The Ode. And then I have another problem. But it's just amazing. That's unusual in Tosfos. He just says, I can't believe it. But Zeo Tema. So Tosfos gives a different shot. What is he? Gazal Mishkav Dechavre. A different shot, which is based on the Gemara coming up. So we're not going to do it right now. But either way, that is the Shitas of Mishkav, Mishkavov, Aloha Gazal, Machlokoshin Rashi, and other Rishonim. There's more to talk about here, but we'll have to wait and see. Mitzvah Baba Vera comes up here, but it also comes up at tomorrow's Daf. So maybe we'll wait with that. Oh, just by the way, I forgot. I don't know if it works out. I'm going to try to have, I'm not exactly sure yet, Friday morning's daf. I have two smachot Friday morning. I'm going to try to give the daf tomorrow night, Thursday night. I'll let you know times and details about it, but I'm going to try to give it then, and tomorrow morning I'll let you know exactly when and where. But instead of Friday morning. So I got the Kotel and a Kevarachal. Baruch Hashem. So Esvei Abayel Rav Yosef. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, let's do four more minutes. Is it by the Rav Yosef? So Oris, the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Mishnah says in Meseches Kalim. Let's at least do the question today. Oris, Shabalabate Machshavim Matamasan, Vishaladan Imashavim Matamasan. The halacha is, if I am processing something, it cannot become tamei until it's finished, until gemar malacha. Until gemar malacha, I can't process it. But once I thought about that, you know, this is how I want to keep it. Let's say I make a rug out of a piece of leather. So if I say I'm going to use this as a rug, then it can become tamei. If I hadn't thought about it, if I said I'm going to make it into shoes, then when it's in the rug stage, then it's not tamei yet. So says the Mishnah, the hides of balei batim machshavei matamasan. The thoughts of the owner is matame, meaning it can decide because it's the owner's rug. V'shal abdan, but let's say you are a tanner and you're going to sell these, so ein machshavei matamasan. His machshava is not matame because he doesn't know what his customer is going to use it for. It might not be in the final stages. So his machshava does not make it roy l'kabel tuma. Shel ganov. Now we have a fascinating machlokas. What about if a ganav steals something, steals the rug, this leather, and then he thinks about using it for something? Machshava metamasan. A ganav's machshava works. Shel gazlon ein machshava metamasan. A gazlon's doesn't. Rav Shimon omer chilaf advarim. Rav Shimon says it's the opposite. Shel gazlon machshava metamasan. Shel ganav ein machshava metamasan. Why? Lefisha lo nisya ashu habaylim. What does Rav Shimon say? By a ganav, the machshava is not metamiyit because the owner didn't have yeush. And therefore, it's not the ganav's to think about. Shema mino yesh kona. What do you see from there? That had yesh taken place, mashma, that it would be kona. Amar lei, hacham ha'eskin gosha kitza. No, the case here is where he did an action. He did an action. He cut them. And if you do a shinui maisa, then that obviously is going to be, it's going to work. It's not talking about yesh, it's talking about shinui. Two more lines. So maskel v'arabar v'chanan v'halo itzva shonokan. No, we're talking about an itzva. We're talking about an itzva. An itzva is a type of rug which doesn't need to be cut. So we're not, it can't be said. Talking about a case of shini ma'isa. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, whenever you have no work left to do, machshav is matamiyav. Yesh kizar melacha in machshav matamasan chutz min itzva. Except for an itzva. An itzva, maybe you have like to like do the edges a little more. But it's not called a shini ma'isa. So back to the question. Isn't this Mishnah a Raya that Yeush is Kona? So how do we get out of that Raya? We're going to have to talk about it. But just one thought, finally, the Chazon Ish says, what is this, Machlokas and Metzius? Right, Machlokas Tanoim. One got one Tana says that by a Ganav, you basically give up hope, because you don't know who stole it. By a Gazlan, you know who stole it, so therefore, you don't give up hope yet. And the other Manavra says, by a Gazlan, you give up hope, because you saw who it was. You say, I'm never going to get this back. By a Ganav, you don't know, so you think, maybe I'll find him. Machlokas and Metzius? It's the Chazon Ish, what people think. So what you have to say is no, it's not a machlokas and mitzias, it's just a machlokas about, you know, people have certain feelings. In every case, there's feelings of yeish and feelings of tikva, says the Chazon Ish. In every case. And the question is, what is halacha focus on? But you can't say it's a machlokas and mitzias about what people feel by Gnevig Zela, but this is the sugyas of yeish. So we have to stop here. Tomorrow we get into yeish, shmur, shinui, and we get into mitzvah ba'avera, and what else? There's a lot to talk about. Tficha mechira. We'll do our best. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow's stream tomorrow morning is regular. I'll let you know about Friday.